Nolte, two polls show increased Republican support for Trump. By John Nolte on April 17, 2026. Despite an all-out corporate media propaganda campaign using a few marginalized podcasters as proof, there is a growing rift between President Donald Trump and Republican voters. New polling shows the opposite is true. Some might find this hard to believe, but social media is not real life. To wit, between March and April in the far-left Quinnipiac poll, support for Trump among Republicans increased from 72% to 81%. Similarly, a poll from The Economist/YouGov shows an increase in Republican support for the president. What had been an 82% approve, 14% disapproval rating in March has risen by 4 net points to 84% approve, 12% disapprove. These polls, and common sense, make fools out of the corporate media and those on the right who never seem to tire of their dishonest sky is falling/walls closing in narratives about Trump's political fortunes and survival. These narratives are especially dumb when centered around Trump's war with Iran, which is something he has consistently pledged to do as a political candidate and for the 20 years prior as a private citizen. Related, this is the greatest guy. Look at how handsome he is. Anyone with half a brain understands that the choice between allowing the apocalyptic clerics in Iran to obtain a nuclear bomb or using military force to ensure that they don't has no choice at all. This had to be done. Period. Further, and again despite the media's lies and the right's pathetic panic cons, the Iran war has so far been a smashing military success. Republicans understand that 1. The media lie about everything as it pertains to Trump and 2. The American military quickly achieved its objectives in Iran with far fewer casualties than anyone had any right to even dream of. So, of course, GOP support is growing for Trump. He is once again doing what he said he would do, and he is doing it well. Trump holding onto his base of support will be vital going into this year's midterm elections. By the time that campaign truly begins in September after Labor Day, hopefully, the Iran war will be a memory. And a memory of a victory. And the economy will be firing on all cylinders, including lower gas prices. If that's the case, with Trump out there running his last campaign, maybe enough of the GOP base will turn out to ensure Democrats don't take the U.S. House, where they have promised to kill Trump's agenda and serially impeach him for all kinds of manufactured misdeeds. At the very least, it's important to hold on to the U.S. Senate. But again, to do that, Trump must hold on to his base and turn them out. So far he's doing that, despite what the so-called experts might tell you.